Okay, so let's begin now. It's getting late.
Yes, it went the way of the CJ of.
Yeah, page three. Pick question 16. Name divrei prima godin b'inyan yayin shenikva. So this is already now packet tests. Yeah, the prima godin says at the bottom of the first page, "Ani mesupak b'malbin zeh im nosin kemach im." Some shards of Armelios Miss Abe, a Yayin, a Korish, Makor, because if you have Yayin that froze in the cold, Mahomavar, he Priya Gevin or Priya Ace. Whereas on
So
one hand,
where are you?
page one, the packet
Right.
test, and the bottom where the arrow
At the
is.
bottom or at the top? I'm s
The bottom. The arrows on the bottom of page one, packet test. The second brachas in Yoni Birkas
Got it. Sorry. Okay, I got it. I'm sorry to disturb you.
Aden. Yeah, so the prima godin, this is the prima godin here, this psicha l'hilchas brachas. So he has a suffix on frozen wine. What should be my bracha to make? To make a bar piyagofen or bar piyates. On one hand, maybe you should make a bar piyagofen because it's wine. On the other hand, but it's not a mashke like Gensel Berkowitz points out. So that's the question.
But wait a sec. This isn't just frozen wine. This is with kemach, besamim, shar devarim, and it's thick.
Yeah, in other words, he starts off ani besupak bimilbin zeh yibeinos hakemach besamim ushar dvarim lios nizabe. He puts some type of kemach. So what's the halacha? Or yain hakarish? What's the halacha? So those are two, I think, two separate cases.
Yes, I. Why is he misupak? I understand on Yain Karush. Why is he misupak on this Malbin? I mean, it's got Kemach in.
No, he says, "Im ein nosin kemach."
Oh, sorry. It doesn't have Kemach. It has Besamim
It's a
and
rim,
Shaar Devarim.
and it has a certain thickness to it, so it's not a regular, like Gensel Berkowitz said, it's not a regular mashke. So maybe it's not a bar piyagofa. It's a suffix. And then he says, there's another question in 18. Tain divrei prima godim shekhasav gam efshar parush mashkin. If you turn over the page, use this 1 second. He says, "Gamav Shakarish Mashkin." Is that line? He has, if he has his different klalim. So the first klal, he says, as lina basaruba. If you have two things that got mixed together, you follow the rov. Like you have He says Mefer's Taruv is lav davka shenyav shel lahakir. Because as long as, in other words, if you have Cheerios and almonds and milk, so you can see which is the Cheerios, which is the milk. So it's not real taruvas, because real taruvas, like Rav Schacht always says, is that it's not nikar, the things that are mixed in. But here it's nikar. This means that, like the Rosh Hashulchan says, you're eating it together. So the Prima Gadim says in the first condition, Tanayim Rishon, Shiyuha Taruvah Shneim Dovachashim Bar Chiyuvah. Amein Dovachashim Avshu Harov Batal Gabi Hamid. So he says they're both Dovachashim. So you follow the Rov. But if it's Chameshish Mine Dogon, even if the Zonas is not the, even if the commission meeting Dogon, even if it's not the Rov, but that's considered Mochashev. Rav Yitzchak Abadi many years ago told me a Kiddush. He was learning in Har Nof, living in Har Nof at the time. He said he thinks that the Din, normally we assume that means that Mizonos, even if it's not the Rov, has a Chashivas. So Rav Abadi thought that even if it's Chameshes Mine Dogon, but it's not a Maisa Kedera. So say you have like Kosis Achita. So Kosis Achita, we discuss what that means. So still with Chamisha Mina Dovin, it's just not a Maisa Kedera because you didn't ground it up and make it into a farina or something like that. Everybody thought, but Lashon HaGemaras, Chamisha Mina Dovin. No, it's a bit kiddish. Sort of ruined for Feinstein, thought it was a bit kiddish to say such a thing.
Rabbi Simon,
Yeah.
I remember, well, I certainly had quite a bit of trouble navigating this Prima Gadim. Can we just follow it inside the three Klalim? Just actually read it, do you mind? I'm only
Right,
asking because this
we're
is
not
Azora, so I
going
think
to have
quite
time
a
right now to, but today we're going to just say it briefly because we don't have time because we have to do Chumash.
lot. Okay.
So you can see what it'll be. But the first klal is that there's a mixture, you follow the Rov. So if you have surface farina, then you have almonds in the farina, so you'll make a mazonos. Well, that's not. Well, say you have rice and you have peas in the rice.
Which you don't like.
Rice, which I don't like, right. So, right. Well, couscous is a better example. Couscous. But I'm giving a shiur next week, Bez Hashem, on quinoa, where the quinoa is kidneys in it.
What's the bottom line?
Different people have different bottom lines. And
Okay.
we'll quote from Rav Yaakov Ariel. He has what to say. And so,
Can I just try to say the three klalim outside
yeah, so the
and
first call is when there's eating a couple of things together. So you make a bracha on the Rove. Unless you really want something else more than that. It's both Dovachashev and they're mixed together, so you follow the Rov. So you have a place, you have quinoa and you have almonds, the quinoa. So they're both a double chashuv. The kids say the quinoa is a dhamma, the almonds are an eights, and you're eating it together. So you just make a dhamma, you don't make an eights.
And is Davar Chashuv objective or subjective according to the Prima Gadim?
I think that there's objectives. I mean, there's, certain things are objectively chashuv and not chashuv. So he followed Rav. Then he says, but if it's chamesh b'nei dogman, then even if it's not the Rav, as long as it's not just to devik ba'alma to bring, so then you make a. The mezonos. The Rabbi said to be a lashon has to be chashuv. So it comes up a lot when you have you go to the Marina Del Rey Morgue. They have these very good onion rings. So there's an onion, and then there's the coating, but their coating is like a very stark coating. It's not just a little. I think it's very significant. So then you make just a mezonos if it's significant. And then the third thing, where's the third thing? That Rishon and Sheni. Then once he's discussing the, then all of a sudden he puts in the question of the Malbin and the frozen wine, what the story of that is.
In his first klal, is it totally mixed or is it
So I'm still
the
going to play. It means mixed enough that when you take a spoonful, you take out both things.
but it's not a just a mixture.
Right. Some posts can hold that it has to be a real mixture that you can't even. Like the classic case of Shulchan Aruch was two liquids that are mixed together, like wine and orange juice. So do you make a bracha on the wine or the orange juice? So you follow the Rav. But that's a real mixture because you can't now tell the difference between what's the wine and what's the orange juice all mixed together. Here, when you have rice and peas, you see what the rice is, you see what the peas is, and you're eating them together.
Then I'm confused about his third klal,
Yeah,
because
what's the third clause?
I thought the first two were tarovet, and the third klal was where you can actually see the pieces.
Where's the third one? Do we have it here?
I'm doing it by memory. This is what I wasn't clear on last time.
Yeah, 1 second. Somehow in the packet, do you have a Prima Gun in there? You have a Shulchan Aruch?
You want me to bring the Prima Gun in?
Yeah, just bring the Shulchan Aruch.
This is the same
And
thing. No, this isn't the same thing.
well,
What we have in the packet?
yeah, but the packet ends on page. I
Ah,
didn't.
I mean, you want to continue? Okay, just a minute.
But here it only has the Tanai Rishon and Hasheni, and the Shlishi is not in.
What? Wait, what page? What? What siman is it?
It's the Hamdama of
Not
the
going to
previous.
This is one of the things I wrote on my list of not things that you said you would get to, but things that weren't clear to me. So I'm sorry to
Okay.
bother you.
Oh, it's okay. We should take a look at the third. The Prima Gadol should be in the back of the first song, right?
Is he Geret? Shnir. Oh,
Right.
it's before the Geret. Before the
Yes.
Geret.
And it's Os Yud
And Hakdamas HaMachaber there, but it's not divided into Hakdamah to Or HaChaim, or it's a separate Hakdamah for Or HaChaim.
that he has a section on Hilchos Brachos.
That's after the Igeret. Ah, wait a minute. No. That is Hakdamas HaMechaber.
Yes.
Then there's Igeret. And then there's Igeret Shniyah.
Yeah, this should be the Psychatol Ellis.
And wait a minute. And then, oh, then there were and,
In
no,
Psychatol Ellis, it should be one section called Psycha L'Hilchos Brachos.
Ah, okay. And what the oat?
You're
I did.
out.
Oh, you know, I. Oh, I see. Okay. So I said Hatanaya
And Hashadi, now
Rishon. Hatanaya
and read Hashlishi. What's Hashlishi?
Hashlishi. Hashlishi hu she'avid l'taima. V'yesh mamash hadimyon Ushar Pisamim Aviri Latama. Spices, right?
Right.
Vehem Bitvash Imshar Dvarim. Labad Michameshet Mine Dagan. Vahapisamim Muatin. Umikom Makom Mamish. Lo Shukim Dak Dak Kipihanir Mimurutsat Halabush. Reish or something to see if you'd bet.
Right.
Then
Rabbi
Sham.
Simon, what I am struggling with is that in the third klal he talks about yesh bahem mamash. So therefore, I'm trying to understand to then go back to the first two klalim, and what does he mean by tarovet? What does it mean that does that mean those two Well,
don't
let's
have?
see what the klal is, the third klal. Let's see. 1 second.
Now he said,
You
wait
go according to time, I remember. Well, say, say.
Rabo Ramazal, the Gavna, ain't betelin Mutan, Ta'an, Amasimin Bitsalim Batocha Tafshil Yiborechalehem Yiborechalehem Dilataima Avidi. Right, they put in, no, it's when you eat onions that were put in not for themselves but for a town.
Right.
Vayein since they're mamish, so then they justify a bracha. Vayein mashekatab bifnim mizeh v'shayni b'samim shchukin u'shuman b'tafshil. Ain bo mamish, ayin
Okay.
taz. So, ubechol hatnai hazeh, ukol she'osel refuah, ain hochim acharov, kmo shemen ayedei anigron. Okay, no. In other words, medicine is a different rule. Okay.
Yeah, so what's this cloud that if you have spices inside?
It depends on the sun. It depends on the texture of the of
And
what
you
you're
could
adding,
taste, and you could taste
whether it's dak dak or it's mamish.
bigger. And then what do you make? A
If it's
bracha.
mamish, you make a separate bracha on the mamish.
So you're going to make two brachas, you say? That's how
Lechora, that's what he
I
says,
understand
no?
it. Because, okay. Okay, Rabbi Goldstein just walked in. So that means we're going to start the Mishnah. And we'll have to get back to this next week.
May we put this up on a packet or on
Yeah, we could do that. Okay, so let's go to.